Soko izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolesihlanu mhla ka 23 kuNhlangula 2017 nguNtungamile Nkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Uba uMasire simkhumbula njengeqhawe leAfrika ikakhulu thina beZimbabwe sithanda ukufunda kakhulu kuye imisebenzi yakhe. Sikhumbula ngesikhathi seGokura Hundi kuliwa ekhaya wakhuluma kakhulu umuntu omdala bakithi ukuthi sixolelane siyakhe ilizwe lethu kodwa kwehlula.
Onke waba ngumongameli weLebotswana useke Tumile Masire kaseko.
Because generally well, iheroes ekangeza NPF bafaka anyone abafuna ukubika ababona ngani ngumuntu wabo khona ngale, but generally kumele kube ngumuntu owalwa impi yenkululeko waqeda khona lapho wenza something after independence. Yeah, uChingisu behlabela kodwa mbona ukuthi uChingisu ukuphala isikhali wakulwa ngesikhathi sempi.
Umculi obedumile uComrade Chings obhubhe ngeviki edluleyo ungcwatshwe lamhlanje eHarare. Abanye besithi ubemele aphiwe inhlonipho yeqhawe lesizwe kodwa abanye besithi hatshi. Kusungulwa umhlangano wamalanga amabili eJohannesburg kweleSouth Africa ohlose ukukhanga osomabhizimusi ukuthi bayesungula inhlelo zabo eZimbabwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Oke waba ngumongameli weLebotswana useke Tumile Masire kaseko. UMasire ubhubhe izolo ebusuku kwesinye isibhedlela esigodlweni iGaborone eseleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisificaminwembili lambili 92. Intathelezindaba yeStudio 7 uMartin Ngwenya usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
USekhwethi Kitumile John Masire wazalwa mhla ka 23 Ntulikazi 1925 emzini wekanye ngaphandle kwesigodlo eBotswana iGaborone. Wakhethwa ukuba ngumongameli weBotswana kusukela ngomnyaka ka 1980 kusiyafika ngo 1998 esiba ngumongameli wesibili lelo lizwe lithole uzibuse embusweni wabuhoquluzi benotho weBhilithani. Ngaphambilini wayengomunye walabo ababumba ibandla elibusayo eleBotswana Democratic Party ngo 1961. Kwathi eleBotswana lithola uzibuse ngomnyaka ka 1966 uMasire wakhethwa njengomsekeli kamongameli wokuqala useSiritsekhama. Kungaleyo ndlela ke uMasire kwahle kwabalula ukuthatha isikhundla esasithiwe nguKhama ngo 1980 uyise kamongameli Ian Khama Siritsekhama osebusa okwamanje. Waba ngumphathintambo njalo wokugcina isikhwama semali kwaze kwafika ukubhubha kukaKhama ngomnyaka ka 1980. Abanye abeZimbabwe bazamkhumbula uMasire ngobudlelwane bakhe lwayelumsekeli kamongameli uMnumzana Joshua Mqabuko Nyongolo Nkomo, leviyo lebutho lebandla lakhe lezaphu eleZipra elalizenkamba kweleBotswana. Kwathi lalapho eleZimbabwe selithole uzibuse, uNkomo wayevame ukubalekela eBotswana lapho esehluphana lomongameli Robert Mugabe ikakhulu ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe weGokura Hundi ngo 1983.
Uba uMasire simkhumbula njengeqhawe leAfrika ikakhulu thina beZimbabwe sithanda ukufunda kakhulu kuye imisebenzi yakhe. Sikhumbula ngesikhathi seGokura Hundi kuliwa ekhaya wakhuluma kakhulu umuntu omdala bakithi ukuthi sixolelane siyakhe ilizwe lethu kodwa kwehlula. Sikhumbula njalo ngesikhathi esemukela ubaba uNkomo, uNkomo esebaleke balekele iGokura Hundi wamemukela wamthatha wahlala la estate house. Kuningi esingakufunda kuye, siyakwazi ukuthi ubaba uMasire wathi isikhundla item yakhe ingapheli esenzela ukuthi abantu amanyane. Kodwa
ngemva kokulobelana isivumelwano sokukhumisana umlotha phakathi kwezaphu kanye lezanu eseUnity Accord ngomnyaka 1987, uMasire waqala ukuqinisa ubudlelwano lohulumende kamongameli Robert Mugabe. Umgabe wakwavakatshela imuli kaMasire ngomnyaka ka 2013 ezobaduduza ngemva kokulahlekelwa unkosikazi Gladys Masire weZimbabwe ohlala eHabron umnumzana Andreas Ndlovu uthi ngenxa yobudlelwano obukade sebukhona umongameli Mgabe kangeke akhuthe umncwabo kaMasire.
Kade bezwana kakhulu njengoba sabona ngesikhathi Masire ebhujelwe unkosikazi wakhe. So sikhangele ukuthi umongameli Mgabe abe khona emngcwabeni kaMasire obe ngumuntu ohlonishwa kakhulu kuzwekazi leAfrika.
Umongameli Ian Khama, Soretse Khama, usebike ukuthi le Botswana lizaqala amalanga amathathu esililo kusukela ngolesithathu ziku 23 Nhlangula kusiyafika ngensonto. UMasire obhubhe ngolesine mhla ka 22 Nhlangula eleminyaka engamachumi athoba minwembili lambili ukhangelelwe ukubekwa ngevikezayo ngolesine emzini wakhe ekanye lapho okulele khona unkosikazi wakhe. Sithi umoya wakhe kawulale ngoxolo. Ngingumartin Ngwenya wendaba seStudio 7 eHabron kwele Botswana.
Inkampani kamakhalekhukhwini e-Econet Wireless isimanyanelo kahulumende ebona ngokulondolozwa kwemigwaqo iZimbabwe National Road Administration iZinara emsebenzini oza kwenza uzulu ohamba ngezimota osebenzisa i-EcoCash enelise ukuhlawulela intuba zemigwaqo ama-tollgates ngaleyo ndlela. Kubika uMavis Gama. Si lusizi zihlobo esithandekayo. Sizalethulela lolo daba kusikhatshana esilandelayo. Siqhubeka ngohlelo siye kolunye udaba eliZimbabwe lamhlanje limanyane lamanye amazwe omhlaba ekunanzeni ilanga lokuqakathekisa abantu abasebenzela uzulu ele-Public Service Day. Ilanga leli lahlelwa ngumanyano we-United Nations ngomnyaka ka-2003 njalo linanzwa mnyaka ngomnyaka mhla ka-23 ngenyanga kaNhlangula. Umphathintambo obona ngendaba zezisebenzi zikahulumende unkosikazi Prisca Mufumira wethule umbiko enanza leli langa etshayela izisebenzi zikahulumende ihlombe. Sixhume osakhulayo unkosazana Vimbai Muswaburi yena othe ngokunanzelela ukungcola kwezambuzi zakoBulawayo wasuka eJohannesburg kweleSouth Africa lapho ahlala khona kumaviki yambalwa edluleyo waya koBulawayo ukuyagezisa izambuzi lezi encedisana labanye abasakhulayo. Uthi kuqakathekile ukusebenzela uzulu.
Njengama citizens sokufanele sifike endaweni lapho esingalindele ukuthi izinto zethu ezomphakathi like ama toilets lemgwaqo lokudobha amaphepha silinde i-government ukuthi i-government isenzele. Sokufanele sibe ngabantu abancane kumbe ngabasabakhulayo ababonayo ukuthi kule ndawo efanele ilungiswe. So ngabona mina kuqakathekile ukuthi ngiklina ama toilets. So ngiliqakathekisa kakhulu ilanga lona leli okukhuluma ngalo ngoba abantu abafanelanga belithathe njengelanga nje elidlulayo. Kufanele ukhangele kakhulu emphakathini ukuthi yiphi indawo efanele kumbe elindele thina njengabomphakathi ukuthi siphakame sizenzele. Ngamancane ngamafitshane ngithi hayi mntwana osakhulayo, vuka uzenzele, vuka uzilungisele ilizwe lakho. Vuka usebenzele lapha emphakathini singalindi i-government.
Elize liye koBulawayo kuyagezisa izambuzi babe likhangela njani nje abantu njalo babe kuzisisa yini elikwenzayo?
Kahle kahle abantu babengazisisi bathi ukuklina ama-toilets kuzasisiza ngani. Bangibuza lowo umbuzo. Nxa sifika lapho siyeklina ama-toilets bahleka nokumangala. Ha! Umuntu wesimanje manje kathesi obuye eklina nama-toilets and wona ama-toilets ayengcwele kakhulu. kahle esizama kubabonisa ukuthi hayi ukuthi angcolile ukuthi uthi kusokufanele ahlale ngcolile ukungcola ukuthi akaklinwa all the time ngensuku zonke ngoba nxa into iklinwa ngensuku zonke iklinwa ngendlela eyiyo kufanele ihlale ihlambekile kodwa ayihlambekanga ngoba akaklinwa so abantu babengikhangela ngendlela yokumangala lendlela yokuthi abona bangeke nama message okungena bathi hayi mina bengizohlanza hayi mina vele ngeke umnuko ubusuwenzani kodwa singabalekela khona lokhu ukuthi ingcolile iyanuka ngubani ke ozafika ikline xa thina abomphakathi singazenzeli
unkosazana Vimbai Mushaburi ulwela amalungelo abasakhulayo sixoxela eSejohannesburg kwele South Africa. Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa sekhuthaze osomabhizimusi bakwele South Africa kanye labeZimbabwe abahlala kwele South Africa ukuthi bayesungula inhlelo zamabhizimusi enhlelweni zokuvuselela amafekithali kobulawayo kanye lakwezokwethekelela iVictoria Falls. Umnangagwa wethu le amazwi la eseJohannesburg lamhlanje enkulumeni yakhe yokuvula umhlangano wamalanga amabili ohlose ukukhanga osomabhizimusi ukuthi bayesungula amabhizimusi eZimbabwe. Kuviga uBenedictine Sapho.
Esethule inkulumo yakhe kulomhlangano umnumzana Mnangagwa uthi iZimbabwe isilungele ukuthi osomabhizimusi bazosungula inhlelo zabo kwezokulima ezenjiwayo, ezokuthutha, ezokwethulwa kwemibiko, ezemali, ezamanzi, lezinye inhlelo zentuthuko endaweni zonke zelizwe. Esekhuluma ngentuthuko yezamabhizimusi edolobheni lakobulawayo, uMnangagwa unxuse osomabhizimusi ukuthi basungule inhlelo zabo kwezokwenziwa kwezigqoko, impahla zezikhumba, ezamaluba kanye lezesifuyo.
Opportunities exist on the establishment or
akhona amathuba okuvuselela amankampani ebevele ekhona loba ukuhlanganisa lamatsha okulinyathelo elizavuselela ezamabhizinisi edolobheni lakobulawayo. Inhlelo ezidingeka kobulawayo zigoqela ukulethwa kwemtshina lobuciko bezamabhizinisi, konke lokhu kusekelwa likhono lezisebenzi elitholakala kuzisebenzi zakobulawayo.
Ubuye wathi uhulumende ufuna inhlelo zamabhizimusi azathuthukisa ezokwethekelela eVictoria Falls kuntuthuko ehlanganisa iWange, iBinga, iKariba lelwa Zambezi.
As a result of this recognition as the low hanging fruit,
ngenxa yala amathuba asegcekeni enhlelweni zokwethekelela, nxa zingenziwa eVictoria Falls zilakho ukuletha intuthuko engasiza kakhulu emnothweni welizwe jikelele. Lokhu kungaba yiyo insika yezokusungulwa kwezamabhizimisi ezokwethekelela lezemali hathi eVictoria Falls kuphela kodwa kuluhlu lonke lwamazwe eSadak.
Umele South Africa eZimbabwe umnumzana Mphakama Mbete yena ukudaza osomabhizimusi bamazwe omabili ukuthi bancedisane labo hulumende babo kuntuthuko yamazwe la omabili.
The difficult situations that our national economies are facing means that
ubunzima bomnotho obhekane lamazwe ethu butsho ukuthi intela esitholayo incane okwenza okube nzima uqhuba inhlelo zokusiza uzulu. Sonke ke kufanele sisukume senze sichane lomkhuba okumelela ukuthi uhulumende kube nguye owesenzela konke.
Kuthi sizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Mlungisi Nyabalala uthi akusiqiniso ukuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe uzimisele ukuthi kusungulwe amabhizimusi.
Okwakuqala futhi sichaye sizibuze ukuthi okwenze abantu basuka eZimbabwe ukungainvesti yini. Takulanti right, kuzaba right mhlanizane yaphuma esihlalweni yikho abantu bazabuya khona bezoinvest. Ngoba nale ama-policies abo abasebenzisa abo 1980 namanje yelokhu bayasebenzisa ebantwini bakithi.
Akwenye icele umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yeZim SA Forum umnumzana Anele Ndlovu okuyiba abaqoqela umhlangano uthi asikho esinye isiqiniseko esedlula ukuthi umsekeli kamongameli usukume phansi esiyaqinisekisa osomabhizimusi ukuthi beze eZimbabwe.
Into ebaluleke kakhulu ukuthi uma uhulumene sephakama ngokwakhe thi sesilungele ukuthi sesingamukela abantu bazoncedisa ukwakha izwe lakithi. I-message ebalulekile leyo kufuna ukuthi sonke sibone ngempela ukuthi no uhulumeni uyimisele ukulungisa isimo somnotho sasiselizwe lakithi laseZimbabwe.
Ezinye iziphathamandla zikahulumeni weZimbabwe ezingenela umhlangano Sikoqela umphathi indaba ogajalo zomnotho umnumzana Obed Mpofu, owezemali umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa, lo mphathi indaba ezamabhizimusi lezokuthengiselana umnumzana Mike Bima. Lo mhlangano ophela kusasa. Nele Studio 7 Johannesburg le South Africa, ngingu Benedict Nhlapo.
Live talk lamhlanje sikhangela inkulumo mpikiswano esiqhamuke phezu kodaba lwenhlonipho ephiwa amaqhawe esizwe kulandela ukubhubha kukamnumzana Comrade Chings. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane. Kulamabhomba amabili adubuke elandelana lamhlanje kwele Pakistan abulala abantu abangamachumi amabili lanhlanu 25 kwalimala abalikhulu. Lokhu kwenzakale emkambo obugcwele abantu edolobheni leParachina elingcelelane lelizwe laseAfghanistan. Ukufuthelana kubikwa lokhe kuqhubekela phambili emhlanganweni wamazwe aseEurope phezu kodaba lokuphuma kweleBhilithane kulumanyano. Inhloko kahulumende yakweleBhilithane unkosikazi Theresa May uthembise ukungehlukanisi imoli kodwa amanye amazwe akasudiseki ngezithembiso zakhe. Wayengumhlabeleli njalo owalwa impi yenkululeko umnumzana Dick Chingaira oyaziwa ngelokuthi Comrade Chinks ubekwe emathuneni eGlen Forest namuhla ngemva kokuncitshwa isicoco seqhawe lesizwe obekugcelwe imuli yakhe kanye labalwa impi yenkululeko. Okhulume emele umongameli Mgabe lohulumende ngunkosikazi Miriam Chikukwa ongumphathintambo obona ngokwenzakala eHarare. UChikukwa uncome imisebenzi kamuyi esithi wasebenza katalala ukuze ilizwe likhululeke. Obemele abalwa impi yenkululeko umnumzana Victor Matemadanda uthe kungenani lokuthi uChinks unxitshwe inhlonipho yeqhawe lesizwe, imisebenzi yakhe iyazikhulumela yodwa ukuthi ube liqhawe elinjani. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ncwethi ecubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele, yena othi ukukhethwa kwamaqhawe sokumele kube le ndlela ebalulekileyo.
Mina akazi ukuthi abantu nxakade becabanga ukuthi Comrade Chings uzaba lihero bebesebenzisa criteria bani, because generally well i-heroes eganye ezanu PF bafaka anyone abafuna ukuthi ababona ngani ngumuntu wabo khona ngani, but generally kumele kube ngumuntu owalwa impi yenkululeko waqeda khonapho wenza something after independence. Ye uChings behlabela kodwa mbona ukuthi uChings ukuphala isikhali wakulwa ngesikhathi sempi, so khonokho yikho ekini embona ngani kuyamdisqualify ngoba akhona amanye drama musicians afileyo asafayo abalwa iindisikari abantu abanjabo makosibali umuntu wayelihovedi waphinda wahlabela kazange wabekuba yi-national hero. Usukhangela futhi ukuthi ivini bona laba abantu ababehlabela njengoChings ukhona ubaba LMG Choir wafa kazange wayenza i-hero.
Kodwa nxa sikhangele bakhona njalo ababekwa khona ngale i-national heroes eka bona bengayanga empini abafana labo Sabina Mgabe labo Bodageze laba banye uthini wena ngalo?
Ye yiko ukuthengisela khona ukuthi eka ngamangcwaba ezani so probably babe sithi hayi amadoda la ayenza i-contribution ngemva kwe-independence ukwakhela kakhulu uBodagezi wasebenza kakhulu within iZanu PF circles esenza khona kwaye kwenziwe vuselela iparty maybe Sabina Mgabe the fact that wayezalana labo Mgabe but bakhona abanye bathi hayi ngama-60s le usabhina wake wayenze enye imache resist ama ID. So kono kyana nje ukuthengisela ukuthi criteria yakho nayo zanga yibo abantu bezani ngabe kufuna bakwenza ihero ngabe bakwenzile.
Asithi iZanu PF kayikho esihlalweni embusweni. Kukhethwe njani kawele sizwe?
Zimbabweans azamele ehlale ezibuze ukuthi kona kuqakathekile yini ukuthi umuntu nxa efile ukuthi uyihero kumbe akasohero. How does that contribute ukuthi umnotho wezimbabwe uhambe phambili? Nxa kukuthi abantu bebona ngani kuqakathekile ukuthi kulabantu abamele bedobe ngamaqhawe esizwe, sebemele bebhale phansi ukuthi kuyini iqhawe lesizwe, ngumuntu owenzeni, umuntu walwa impi yenkululeko, ngumlimi, ngumhlabeleli kumbe ngumuntu odlala ibhora.
Umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele yingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe sixoxela ecingweni ekobulawayo. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje, imidlalo yenguqu eKazlaga Premier Soccer League ingena kuviki lechumi lanhlanu ngempela viki kule midlalo egobozisa amathe. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu leChicken Inn lona elihleza endaweni yesithathu engalaneni yemiklomelo lizadibana leqembu leNgezi Platinum Stars lona elihleza endaweni yesibili engalaneni yemiklomelo. Lo mdlalo uza kuba senkundleni eluveve edolobheni lakoBulawayo, njalo lawa maqembu alingene ngemiklomelo omabili le miklomelo ngamashumi amabili lesikhombisa. Loba nje abafana beChicken Inn sebedlale imidlalo elichumi lane, kuthi abeNgezi sebedlale imidlalo elichumi lantathu. Ngesonto komunye njalo umdlalo ophakathi kwamaqembu ahlezi phezu kwengalane, iqembu leHowmyn lele Highlanders azadibana enkundleni yeBarber Fields. Lawa maqembu lawa alingene ngemiklomelo omabili le miklomelo ngamashumi amabili lane 24, kodwa ele Highlanders lihlezi endaweni yesine engalaneni ngoba lihlohleka nenye kule qembu leHowmyn lona elihlezi endaweni yesihlanu. Iqembu leHighlanders lona selidlale imidlalo elichumi lane, kuthi eleHowmyn selidlale imidlalo elichumi lantathu. Amaqembu amathathu ahlezi phezu kwengalane athele Black Rhinos, eleNgezi Platinum Stars kanye leChicken Inn nasebuthelele imiklomelo ngamashumi amabili lesikhombisa iqembu ngalinye, kuthi amaqembu angaphansi kweHighlanders leHowmyn abalisa ele Dynamos, eleFC Platinum kanye leleZPC Kariba ale miklomelo ngamashumi amabili lantathu. Lesi simo sichazwe ngumqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders Errol Akbay njengesibonelo sokuba umango sasemude kumncintiswano walonyaka kusigaba sePSL.
Top 8 is very close together, it's very close together, and now only what you have to do is
amaqembu ahlezi endaweni eziyizithoba mine mibili engalaneni yemiklomelo aseduze kakhulu. Yikho ke thina kumele sibe lesiqiniseko esokuba sidlala ngokuzimisela okukhulu, sinqobe imidlalo emithathu emine ebuyayo ukuze lathi siyale silokhu sisendaweni yaphezulu.
Kweminye imidlalo yePSL ezadlalwa kulimpela viki, iqembu leFC Platinum lizemukela elecholotsho kusasa enkundleni yemandaba. Ngensonto iqembu leBantu Rovers lizadlala lelechapungu enkundleni yeLuveve. Iqembu leTriangle lizadibana leleZPC Kariba eKipo. Iqembu leWange lizanqikelana leqembu leShapane Mine eColliery. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizadlala leHarare City ngaseMorris Depot, kuthi iqembu leDynamos lizemukela eleBulawayo City enkundleni yeNational Sports. Kusenjalo amanye amaqembu azabe engela badlali kanye labaqeqetshi abayingxenye yeqembu lesizwe lama-Warriors lona eliyephatheka kumncintiswano walonyaka weCOSAFA oqhutshelwa elizweni leSouth Africa, njalo oqala ngesonto usiyabhutsha mhla ziyithoba nomunye ngenyanga kaNtulikazi. Leli qembu liqeqetshwa nguSunday Chidzambwa weqembu leZPC Kariba, yena ophathiswa nguLloyd Mutasa weqembu leDynamos. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nguJoseph Njanji.
Enkundleni yeWhatsApp silicelile balaleli ukuthi lisithumezele imibono yenu mayelana lomngcwabo kaComrade Chinks. Kambe inhlonipho ayiphewayo iyenela na emuntwini onjengaye? Silinika lethuba lokuthumeza amazwi enduduzo emulini yakhe. Nansi imibono ethunyelwe kabanye benu. UWillard Mthanga uthi, "Big hero of our struggle for freedom." Omunye njalo ophe umbono wakhe nguVolta Moyo, yena othi, "Kungcono kakhulu uthi engasetshenziswa esefile, ngabamngcwabi bona lapho abafuna khona." Ulunga yena uthi, "Owami umbono sikhala kanye nomndeni kaChinks, ngisithi okwenzakalayo kufana nokudaliwe ukuthi kabekwanga njengehero. Siyazi nathi inketabe chabe ngeke iphele kalula ezweni lethu. Ulove Mo Kelvin uthi, rest in peace, Comrade Chinks. UNcube uthi, mina ngidlulisa umlayezelo wami kumuli yakhe nozulu welizwe. Silahlekelwe kakhulu liqhawe lenkululeko, noma abanye bengafuni yiwo amaqhawe eZimbabwe lawa. Baduduzeke abaseleyo, baqine kakhulu, phambili ngamaqhawe eqiniso, phambili phansi ngabo laba abangawathandi. Unkosikazi wasema Ncubeni emagedleni eGwanda, yena uthi, mina ngimkhumbula nje ngamaculo akhe amnandi namavideo akhe ayethandwa kuZBC TV. Iyo ke imibono esithunyelwe ngabanye benu balalele. Siyabonga. Lathi njengabasakazi beStudio 7 sithi lala loxolo, Comrade Chinks. Lingakhohlwa ukusilandela kukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele enkundleni yeFacebook kanye lokungena kuhlelo lwethu leStudio 7 Live Talk ngo-8 namhlanje ntambama. Ngimeli Studio 7, ngise Washington DC, ngingu Mike Hoge.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday.
Was a Friday lamhlanje sihamba lomculi wengoma zokholo uColin Moyo osanda kwethula idlalate lakhe lesikhombisa elilesihloko esithi wonke umuntu uzoma. Kuviga uJoseph Njanje.
Abona bapileyo abakhulu labanyane bemiphaso besizalo sobukhosi. Abona bapileyo abakhulu labanyane bemiphaso besizalo.
UColin Moyo ngomculo odabuka enkayi yesigabeni seGonye njalo ucula leqembu leFM Foundation Gospel Movers. Ezomculo uziqale ngomnyaka ka-1999 esanda kuqeda izifundo ze-O-Level yesikolo seKhomayanga Secondary khona le eNkayi.
Ngavele bengikuthanda ukucula ngisesikolo. Ngase ngiqala ukurekhoda i-first album yami ngomnyaka ka-2000 yayile hlobo esithi Makabongwe.
Ngo-2004 ukhiphe idlalade lakhe lesibili elithiwa Udumo kuJesu alenzayo endawonye lomama uRivonia Khumalo. Ulandele ngelithiwa uyafuna na ukuya ekhaya alikhuphe ngo-2008. Amanye amadlalade alandela lapho ngagoqela elithiwa Omhla walelo langa ekugcineni lizovela iqiniso kuthi elilandelwa yileli elitsha ngelithiwa Makajeziswe uSathane. Moyo uthi umculo wakhe uyamukelwa kuhle nguZulu kodwa ukusilelayo lusekelo lwemali oluvela kumankampani.
Uyamukelwa kakhulu ngabantu kodwa besokusilela izandla zemfitshane ngoba konke engikwenzayo ngikwenza ngizenzela mina, angitholi isponsor, angikatholi umuntu ongincedisayo, ngikwenza ngoba umculo ungaphakathi kwami.
Umoyo labanye abaculi abakobulawayo sebaqala iswe lokuthengisa imisebenzi yabo ezitaladeni zakobulawayo befuqa inqola eziyabe ziqhunsa ingoma zabo besebenzisa igenerator.
Babona bapileyo abakhulu labanyane bemiphambi kwesizalo sobukhosi.
Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanje.
Ukuziphetha ezosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Owake waba ngumongameli weleBotswana useke Tumile Masire kaSekho. Umculi obedumile uComrade Chinks obhubhe ngeviki edluleyo ungcwatshwe lamhlanje eHarare. Abanye besithi ubemele aphiwe inhlonipho yeqhawe lesizwe kodwa abanye ebesithi hatshi. Kwaneleke okwalamhlanje mtwaka zomuhle olivalelisayo nguNtungamile Nkomo. Lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.